Hi, everyone. Welcome to a very special Fun Drive episode at CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Anna Rose, and I am the station manager here. My pronouns are she, her, hers.
Hi, everyone. I'm Justine. My pronouns are she, her, hers, and I'm the secretary.
Hi, I'm Maria, and my pronouns are she, her, hers, and I'm one of the events executives.
Hi, everyone. My name is Tristan Schnetzler, and I'm the other events executive here at CITR. And my pronouns are he, him, his.
CITR 101.9 FM and Discorder Magazine are created on the unceded, which means stolen, lands of the Musqueam people at the University of British Columbia in Vancouver, BC. The song you just heard is by Little Sprout. Little Sprout actually won Shindig, which is our annual Battle of the Bands in 2017. So I was actually a judge that decided this. It was the year before I got involved with CITR. So that was my first introduction to being involved at CITR, as well as hearing Little Sprout. And the song is called Really Nice Lake by Fake Cake. So today we've come together for a very special episode. It's CITR's fundraising drive. You can donate anytime at citr.ca/donate. And we're going to be talking about how much we love CITR and the amazing music it's introduced us to.
I wanted to get involved in CITR because I'm super passionate about music or all things media related. I decided to join after taking a couple media-related courses that I really enjoyed, such as CRWR 213, which is UBC's Introduction to Writing for New Media course, as well as Visa 110, which is the Foundation Studio Digital Media course, also at UBC. And I really enjoyed these courses because of the ability to connect with others and learn more about them through their art as a medium, as well as a form of self-expression, or just to talk about art and media for the sake of it and connect through that. So with CITR, I joined because I want to learn more about media, improve my communication skills, and connect with people about music, shows, films, and all things media related. So the song that I've chosen today to talk about is Too Good by Hailey Blaise. Sorry if I'm butchering that. So I used to follow Hailey on YouTube back in high school. And at the time, I followed her because I really loved her humor. I just thought her personality was so bright and eccentric. And she had a spontaneous quality similar to another YouTuber that I was watching at the time called Sarah Baska that I used to watch a lot. And her personality was, of course, a little more mature. And I guess bottom line, what I really liked was that she was super cool with how she could balance being this adult person while still being a goof at the time when I came across her channel when I was in high school. So moreover, I really liked her style and enjoyed her perspective of Vancouver, which seemed so different than mine at the time. And so before CITR, I never checked out her music and I actually unfollowed her channel. But after seeing her live at Victory Square this past summer, which is an event that CITR hosts, I checked out her music. And yeah, I really like what I like about this song is the vocals are ethereal. The visuals and the music really match the vibe as they are quite dreamy. And the Vancouver scenery lit up by a neon hue was nice because I enjoyed seeing the familiar places in Vancouver like Rio Theater or Circle K.
Thank you.
welcome back. You just heard Too Good by Haley Blaze, followed by Opportunity by Kevin Crowder. So we're talking about how we got involved with CITR. I got involved in my first year, which was 2019 to 2020. And I got involved in February, which was right before COVID hit. So I had about a month of in-person experiences until everything moved online. But during that month, I joined the music department, where it was under Jasper, and we were reviewing music, which is kind of a fun experience because you get exposed to music that you wouldn't usually listen to or hear just because it's not as heard of. And yeah, that's when I found the album Full Hand by Kevin Crowder, and I recommended it. And I think it got added to the Ghost Mix, which is what plays on CITR when there's no shows playing. Yeah, and I really liked it, and it's kind of a shoegazy vibe. The music department is a great way to get involved as a volunteer because it's very low stakes.
Hi there, I'm Tristan. I'm the other events executive alongside Maria. And yeah, I got involved with CITR. Well, for a while, I've been like looking at CITR from a distance, and I was really dedicated, like wanting to get a show right before COVID hit. And then I remember walking down the stairs like in the beginning of March and trying to go to one of my like lessons for a show and or trainings, I mean, and nobody showed up because everybody was home. And then I realized, and I was like, oh God. But yeah, a long time later, I was talking with my friend Aaron, who happens to be the president now, and he also has his own show with Sasha here. He told me about the opportunities of becoming an exec, and I decided to join apply. And yeah, I became the events executive, and I'm really happy. So the first song I'm going to play here is by Kate Trinada. It's called Light Spots. And the reason I chose this one today is, in general, I'm a big Kate Trinada fan. Kate Trinada is Canadian. Big music producer, if you guys don't know about him. And in general, this week I saw a TikTok about how this song was like made, because he likes to play around with samples, and I love sampling things. So yeah, I saw the original sampled vinyl and how he did it. So yeah, that made me want to like play this song. So this is Light Spots by Kate Trinada. We'll be right back.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back. You just heard Light Spots by Kay Trinata. Thank you, Tristan. I have been a fan for a long time, but I had no idea how to pronounce that name. So that is very helpful for me and also hopefully a lot of other people. CITR and Discorder Magazine's Fun Drive 2022 is happening right now. If you would like to support local independent media as well as learning opportunities for everybody, big and small, young and old, please head to CITR.ca/donate. So the next song that I'm going to play, I have seen this band many times. They're called What WUT. But the first time I heard this song, I was at the station and I heard it over. We have speakers playing in the lobby that plays our broadcast. It just really spoke to me, and it's sort of about gentrification. And I'm not gonna lie, I cried a little bit. I was quite triggered. So that's how sensitive I am about stuff. So this is White Walls by What, and it's from their album Now.
Song coming up is What's Up Fat Lip by Fat Lip, very appropriate. So I got introduced to this song by listening to an episode of Music is Good on CITR, and this episode was centered around talking about Tony Hawk's American Wasteland and its impact on culture at the time. I really like this song because of its chill vibe, and the song seems pretty nostalgic to me. It's reminiscent of music I grew up listening to in the early 10s, or when I started being curious about music. And the song reminds me of another one called All Alone by Leaf Dog and Flip Tricks, if you want to check it out. Why I like the song is because it sounds like songs that maybe Casey Neistat would put in the background of his vlogs. So yeah.
Turn rotten. I can't believe how naive that I've gotten. Over the years, seems like I'm getting dumber. Reminiscent to a time when I was younger with a hunker. Full of dreams, determination, self-esteem. But now it seems they hesitate to be on my team. You know the routine. When you win and they grin, all up in your face like they was with you from the beginning. But on the flip side, when you watched them like a riptide, fools climb by how you slipped and let shit slide. Beside the fact, my voice is whack. Clowns is running around, talking about a smoke crack. Ain't got no homies that got my back.
Yeah, I'm a brother, but sometimes I don't feel black. My girl is white, my game ain't tight. Niggas who ain't seen me in a while be like, dude, you alright? Who am I kidding? Who am I fooling? When they be like,
what's up, fat lip?
And I say, coolin'. Who am I kidding? Who am I fooling? When they be like,
what's up, fat lip?
And I say, coolin'. Who am I kidding? Who am I fooling? When they be like,
what's up, fat lip?
And I say, coolin'. Who am I kidding? Who am I fooling? When they be like, like a sucker almost every day. In the back of your mind, you probably thinking I was gay. But nah, I'm just a bitch ass nigga. The type to get jacked if I'm the rich ass nigga. See, I've been a loser just about all my life. Type to tryna turn a hoe to a housewife. What do you expect? I give respect and feel for a hoe. Niggas keep in check. I'm far from hard, emotionally scarred. On Pico Boulevard, I was regarded as a retard. I make myself sick, get on my own nerve. Immature, insecure, grown up nerd. Has been MC on a label that's unstable. Chopping Bliggy on the table. Who am I kidding? Who am I fooling? When they be like,
what's up, fat lip?
And I say, coolin'. Who am I kidding? Who am I fooling? When they be like,
what's up, fat lip?
And I say, coolin'. Who am I kidding? Who am I fooling? When they be like,
what's up, fat lip?
And I say, coolin'. Who am I kidding? Who am I fooling? When they be like,
what's up, fat lip?
Hey, man. Yeah, man, what's up, bud? I still got it. Yeah, yeah, I've been working on my step. Check this out, y'all. Check this out. She keeps on. She keeps on. I still got it.
So my song is Bluish by Animal Collective, and this is actually one of the songs that Maya, who is the current vice president of the CITR student executive, she recommended it when we were part of the music collective last year. And she was mentioning it was a song that you listen to in the car when you're driving around and you're thinking about life pre-COVID. But yeah, it's a song that I really liked when I heard it after that episode, and then I kept listening to it as we had our second COVID summer, and I totally understood what she meant by just reminiscing.
So my favorite thing about CITR that actually some people might not know is that we're primarily a learning institution. Our mandate is about learning and teaching every kind of media, but we also teach a lot of other like really practical skills, right? Like you can learn graphic design, you can learn event coordination, you can learn copywriting if anyone wants that. I offer a grant writing sort of workshop slash lecture because I'm better at talking at people than with people, I think. It's a really, really special thing for the community because anyone, UBC student or not, is totally welcome to join. It's very affordable and we provide a ton of support for anything that you want to learn. Fun Drive 2022, the theme is plenty of fish in the CITR, which I cannot say without laughing. There's some really great prizes this year, as we do every year. If you donate, for the first 30 people that donate 101.9 or more, you have the option to do an on-air song dedication on Valentine's Day. We've been doing this for a few years. It's really cute. I've done it every time. I've gotten feedback from people that they made their partner cry, which is always the goal on Valentine's Day, right? To make your partner cry. Yes, right? Yeah, that's what I thought. I'm good at romance. We have some excellent other swag too. We have like a bright yellow mug that says Gone Fishing with CITR. My personal favorite is a keychain. I cannot wait to get my hands on the CITR keychain. So if you get a chance, if you love us, if you want to make a real REEL connection with CITR, or if you just want to get your hands on our amazing swag, go to CITR.ca/donate. And my next song, you know, CITR has an emphasis on local music, which is something that I really love. This one is not local, but I did hear it for the first time at CITR. It's Tierra Whack. This is a few years ago, and I've since gotten like very much obsessed with her. She's one of my favorite artists right now. So this is Only Child by Tierra Whack.
Selfish, but I really can't wait until you're gonna need my help. Helpless, you ain't never think about nobody but yourself. Selfish, but I really can't.
cause you're so stingy. I just wanna go fuck wild when you don't defend me. I've been on the fucking prowl. I've been counting minis. You done turned my heart so cold. I should work it freely. Darling, darling, I've been praying for you, for you. I've been praying for you. Darling, darling, I've been calling on God for you. No, for you. It's how you raise. Excuses, excuses, really all that you say. You can't seem to share. Every other day you forget how to care. About me, about me. What about me? About me. Forget me. What about me? Used to be like BB. You're my baby, only child. Because you're so stingy. I just wanna go fuck wild when you don't defend me. I've been on the fucking prowl. I've been counting minis. You done turned my heart so cold. I should work it freely. Darling, darling, I've been praying for you, for you, for you.
You ain't never think about nobody but yourself. Selfish, but I don't really care. Wait until you're gonna need my help. Helpless, you ain't never think about nobody but yourself. Selfish, but I don't really care. Wait until you're gonna need my help. Helpless,
every move you make, man, I swear it seems suspicious. Through your teeth, so I don't rush to get you kisses. Spiteful and malicious. Hope that other chick got syphilis. Sick of this. Hard to stomach now that nigga shitting bricks. Hypocrite. Punch you in your lip. Oh shit, you slipping, sis. Used to arch my back for you, and now I'm your arch nemesis. All men should be feminist. Donald Trump was immigrants. I don't want to work it out, so cancel our dream membership. I'ma lead this nigga. Don't believe me, nigga. I was make believing, nigga. It was only one season, nigga. MOD, my nigga. Money up a dick. Money up a dick. You should stop breathing, nigga.
You're my sweetie, only child. Because you're so stingy. I just wanna go fuck wild when you don't defend me. I've been on the fucking prowl. I've been counting minis. You done turned my heart so cold. I should work it freely. Darling, darling, I've been praying for you.
Oh, I love that song.
She's just, man, I don't know if she has any songs that I don't like, though. Her concept album, where every song is a minute long, all 1 minute long songs, and it's basically just hooks.
I'm going to check her out.
Sweet. And we are further educating people on music, even through this.
My artist or song that I'm introducing next is Disco Man by Remy Wolf. And I feel like it's somewhat similar in essence to Tierra Whack and her songs. It has a similar like cadence or yeah. And I guess I wanted to introduce this song because what more can I say? It's such a bop. It was on my summer playlist on repeat. And how I came across it was through CITR's top song chart. So yeah, Disco Man by Remy Wolf. Great summer song. And I think that's it for me for in terms of the song.
That is a very good point, though. If you do one thing related to CITR, we post our top charts once a week on our Instagram. Definitely check that out. That is a great way to discover new music.
Get it, yeah, he got it. We got drunk, got
My favorite thing about CITR is the organization's commitment to and encouragement of inclusivity and diversity. I appreciate how welcoming and supportive the space is, and there are just such rich perspectives that you can encounter and engage with in CITR, and I'm super happy to be a part of it. Plus, they have some cool resources, such as their decked out Discord channel and studio space that members can check out.
My favorite thing is that it's so accessible, and as somebody who comes into the station with no experience, you can learn so much about each department and how to use the equipment and the studios and everything from like speaking on air to also even being part of Discord or on the magazine. The first time I got involved was, as I said, like in the music department, and Jasper just introduced me immediately to like, he set me up to monitor one of the live bands on air, even though I had never even touched any of the like the big board. I only did it once, so I'm not an expert, but the big board with all the knobs.
Yeah, we threw you into the deep end for sure.
Yeah, fully. Oh, that ties into our theme as well, doesn't it? But yeah, so my last song is called The Problem with Redheads by Them or Us Too. And it's also a song that was recommended on the Music Collective, actually by Lana, who's the music executive this year. A lot of the student exec came from the collective, which is kind of cool. The duo Them or Us Too features Kennedy Ashland and Cash Askew, and unfortunately Cash Askew passed away in this tragic warehouse fire, but I read up on it after I had heard the song, and then since then hearing the song, it's just kind of got this eerie energy to it. You'll understand once you listen to it, but yeah, it's my song.
I
Welcome back. That was The Problem with Redheads by Them R Us 2. Getting to the question of what I love about CITR, I have to tie in with everything that's already been said about how CITR's mission in general is to educate people from the university and the community on all things magazine and radio related and broadcast. The mission to really tying in with the community is something noble, which I really admire about CITR. And also, I just love the variety of shows and people who host shows at CITR. It's any kind of person can host a show. And it's just a really good community of people making shows. Well, that's it, everybody. We'll go out with one more last song. But before that, remember you can donate at citr.ca/donate for our fund drive this week. And we're going to go out with one more song, which is by Aaron, who I mentioned earlier, who is the president now at CITR. And it's by his group called Lovely Company. And the song is called Rumblefish. And it's one of my favorite songs of all time. It's just such a jam. And every time they play it live, everybody just goes crazy for this song. So it's not that well known, but hopefully some people get introduced to it. Yeah, I love this song. So goodbye, everybody. Thank you for joining us for this fill-in. And yeah, here's the song.